word of God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would open our ears to your word, that we might see that you are our Lord, that you have loved us, and that you have cared for us, and that you do ask us to be yours. To your Son Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Are you listening? That's a great word, isn't it? The words from the epistle reading. I give a purpose to life, a design for living the Christian life. And that's just the very essence of Christianity. Let's listen to the words again, especially the middle words, verses 5 through 9 of Romans 14. One man esteems one day as better than another, while another man esteems all days alike. Let everyone be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. He also who eats is in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. While he who abstains abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord. So to this end, Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Those are great words. Especially now at the end of a school year, coming upon a time for great changes. Changes of object, faith. Second, changes in name, becoming Mr. and Mrs., becoming pastor, becoming bishop, and going home becoming son. And changes in terms also, as we all read. But there's one thing that does not change. We are the Lord. Jesus died for our sins to make us his forgiven children. He sent his life for each one of us. That means each of us cast out the lot. He loves each one of us in spite of ourselves. And that's what those great words from the epistle reading are all about. They comfort us and they remind us who we are. We are the Lord. God doesn't care so much what we're doing, or keeping fast, or not eating meat, or maintaining a Sunday blue rag, or whatever, but God cares what it's done for him. But he cares what we do, because after all, we are here. But the key that he isn't concerned about is that we know it's for him. Whether we live, or whether we die, we are the Lord. And in 13 verse 8, we can't escape it. Not even if we die, we are the Lord. What he wants us to do is to be loyal to him. He wants us to love him as he loves us. And he wants us to realize that everything that we're doing is to be done for him, not for ourselves. The decision about what's necessary in each of our lives is not ours. It's God's decision. He sees our needs. He knows our time. In fact, he knows them better than even you and I know. Because he can see them from a much broader perspective. He sees them from the perspective of all time, from all of your life. The best thing that I can do for my life is to stick to the goal of living my life for him. Jesus Christ, my Lord. After all, he's the guy who gave all that he had to me. And I want to be one of his best disciples around. But being his best disciple doesn't involve having the greatest position necessarily. God has a plan and a place for each one of his disciples. Take the demoniac in the gospel reading. Jesus brought out a legion of demons from it. The man was so excited. He wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to go as far as Jesus would send him. He was ready to go. And God said, stay here. So return to your home and declare how much God has done for you. So the man didn't go to do what he thought would be best. Because the son of God was the rabbi's duty. But he did tell everyone about what God had done for him. He stayed home. Paul has said, and my father had, and all men marvel. They were amazed at what this man Jesus could do for him. I said this in life is not to be passive. That may be part of God's plan for us. But God loves each of us, no matter what we are. And our main purpose in life is to give glory to God and to witness that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord. God's chosen you because he loves you, not because you look good and right down in a pulpit, but because he loves you. It doesn't matter whether you're a teacher or an artist or a businessman or a bus driver or a farmer or whatever. He loves you. And he's chosen you. And that's what he sees as the most important part of here. That's our most important part is that we're chosen by God. And he's the one who determines that, not us. That's a big role out of each one of us. We're his already. None of us live to himself, and none of us dies to himself. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord. No matter what we're doing, no matter what we're supposed to be doing, we are still the Lord. That's good news for you, and you, and you, and you. That's what makes those words so good. We are the Lord. May God bless us all and keep us ever close to him, to his Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ.